to been taken at my request only 3 months ago. I left the place feeling a weight at my heart, such as I have never felt before. When I arrived home, my wife came out into the hall, but I was too hurt and angry to speak to her and went into my study. She followed me, however, before I could shut the door.
I'm sorry.
I think it better if you left.
You've been to the cottage, have you not? I am sorry.
Are you indeed? Well, your sorrow solves nothing.
I'm sorry that I broke my promise to you.
Oh, for God's sake, Effie, leave me alone.
But if you knew all the circumstances, I'm sure you would forgive me.
I think things have passed the point of forgiveness, don't you?
But if only you knew.
You'd better tell me, hadn't you?
I cannot. I cannot.
Then all I say to you is that until you tell me who it is who has been living in that cottage, and who it is to whom you gave that photograph, there can be no confidences between us. Now I suggest you leave me in peace.
Jack.
Leave me in peace, Effie. Please. That was yesterday, Mr. Holmes. I have not seen her since, nor do I know any more of this strange business. All I know now is that my marriage, a marriage I treasured and thought secure, is now no more than a sham. I place myself unreservedly in your hands.
So, you say it was unclear if the face at the window was a man or a woman.
It was always at a distance.
You do appear, however, to have been much affected by its appearance, the unusual colour, the strange rigidity, and so forth.
And so would anyone.
Tell me, how long is it since your wife asked you for the £100?
Nearly 2 months.
Yes, and have you ever seen a photograph of her first husband?
No. There was a great fire in Atlanta shortly after his death, and all her papers were destroyed.
And yet she has a certificate of death. You say you saw it.
Oh, yes. She got a duplicate after the fire.
Have you ever met anyone who knew her in America?
No.
Did she ever talk of revisiting the place?
No.
Or get letters from it?
No.
No. Thank you. Let me advise you, then. Return to Norbury and examine the windows of the cottage again. If you have reason to believe it inhabited, do not force your way in, but send a wire to my friend and me, and we'll be there within an hour of receiving it.
And if it's empty?
In that case, I shall come out tomorrow and talk it over with you. For now, goodbye. Above all, do not fret until you know that you really have cause.
Thank you. Thank you both. I will be in touch with you.
Before you go, Mr. Monroe. Your pipe.
My pipe? So that's where I left it. Thank you. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye, Mr. Monroe. Well, well, well. And what do you think, Watson?
I think a glass of something is called for.
A glass, my dear fellow, a glass of something will be excellent, excellent.
Oh, I must say, Holmes, it's good to see you in such fine spirits again.
Well, as you know, there's nothing like an interesting case to set the pulse a-beating.
Do you have a theory?
Provisionally, yes. However, I shall be very surprised if it turns out not to be the correct one. But first, Watson, a little drink, and then a fine walk.
A walk?
Why not? It's a beautiful day, and the exercise will do us good.
But I thought you...
The drink, that. Watson, the drink.
Holmes, would you mind if we stopped for a while and rested?
What's the matter, dear friend?
Old age beginning to tell.
I think it must be. Very well. Let's sit here.
Delightful spot.
Thank you, Holmes.
Just look at that view, Watson. Look at it. It's quite beautiful.
Yes.
How could one ever tire of such a vista?
I thought you were going to explain your theory to me.
Yes, so I shall, so I shall. Now forgive me, old fellow. It's just that I'm so enjoying this case that I'm reluctant to bring it to an end.
Nevertheless, the fact...
Quite so. Well, Watson, it seems to me the facts are these. The person at the cottage is the woman's first husband. How else can we explain her frenzied anxiety that her second husband should not enter? As I read it, it goes something like this. This woman marries in America. Her husband contracts some bothersome disease and becomes a leper or an imbecile. Something, anyway, which is regarded as repellent. She leaves him eventually and returns to England. She changes her name and starts, as she thinks, a new life. She meets and marries Mr. Monroe. She had been married 3 years and believes her position to be quite secure, having shown her husband the death certificate of...